Happy Resurrection Day, everybody. Oh, isn't it good to be here? I want to share a testimony. Last night, my back went, and or earlier in the day, and Robert had to sort me out and get me to bed last night. And I was laying there at 1:30, and every time I moved, I had a spasm. And then I finally went off to sleep. I asked the Lord to heal me. I was coming, whatever. And I got myself out of bed and showered. Hallelujah. So we're in for a very exciting day today. Richard has pulled all the stops out for Easter Day. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. And I was just looking at these words. Lives again our glorious King. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Once he died our souls to save, where thy victory, O grave? Amen. So would you say there's two introductions to this one? Yeah. So just be patient and eventually we'll start singing. We were inspired by, I can't remember whether it was a couple of Sundays ago or whatever, there was something, you know, Richard had done a backing track and Bruce was really going for it. So, hey, we got him dancing, so you miss it. Yeah. Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah, I read that out and I didn't say which one it was. But you can all see it. Christ the Lord is risen today.
The Lord is risen today.
So we're now going to sing, "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?" And this is an African-American spiritual, which apparently was in the plantation songbook. I thought there would have been something called that. Anyway, there you go. So, "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?"
Sometimes it causes me to tremble, sometimes It causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble.
And now, on this wonderful day in the Christian diary, when we remember that our Lord is not dead, but he is alive, let us come to God in prayer. We praise you, O God, for this day that dawns upon a new creation, this day of new life, this Easter day. We pray that the light of your resurrection may reach every place of darkness, may it reach the imagination of the frightened, the anxiety of the rich, the prison of the lonely, the despair of the defeated, the bitterness of the unloved, the pain of the sick. Lord, may your light be the way that leads to wholeness, freedom, and love. We pray for the faith of the church. Lord, may we live by nothing less than the truth that you have died and you have risen. May we share your love and the gift of salvation with all those people that we meet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now it's the Bible reading.
I have a little bit more in mind, Bruce. I didn't have time to let you know. We're going to continue a little, doing the whole of chapter 28. Reading from Matthew 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.' While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Amen. So now we're going to sing "Low in the Grave He Lay." Love this chorus. "Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints," that's us, "to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose."
The same tune as ever, but there's slightly more tempo version for Easter even today.
Triumph of his fall.
Going to sing All I Once Held Dear, Built My Life Upon. Knowing you, Jesus, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and we love you, Lord.
All I once held dear, built my life upon. All this world is dear, and yours to roam. All I once held dear, my life upon.
Yep.
I just want to say that as we sang that, the Lord was giving me pictures of some specific places where I have relatives who do not believe. And I think I want to pray for all of us that our loved ones, our relatives, our friends, those we know and care for, will be touched, particularly because this is Easter, that they may come to know a risen Savior, to be saved, be part of his family, have eternal life, and have the joy that we share.
Amen.
Lord, we would like to bring to you the many people that we know who do not know you. Lord, we have a wonderful opportunity of sharing our faith with them. But sometimes, Lord, we miss the opportunity. So, Lord, when we go from your house now today, may we go determined to share the truth of your love and the gift of salvation to those who just don't know you. But Lord, we long for them to come to you and receive the gift of new life. We want to see them born again and worship the risen, living Savior. Amen. Jesus is not here, he has risen. The resurrection proves that Jesus was truly the Son of God, just as he claimed to be. When the believers discovered that Jesus was alive, it made a tremendous difference in their lives. And here is what we see. Number one, there were perplexed hearts. So much they couldn't understand. Jesus opens the tomb. When the women came in the early day, when they came to the tomb, they met an angel who said, "He is not here. He is alive." So it must have been Jesus who first opened the tomb or rolled that stone away. The women were told Jesus was not there. Jesus was alive. But did they believe him? Did they really believe him? As we know, Jesus joined the two men as they walked on that road to Emmaus. And they didn't recognize him also. So they were perplexed. And although Jesus spoke to them and journeyed with them, they still did not recognize him. Not until the two men encouraged Jesus to stay with them when they arrived at their destination. And then, it was only then, when he took the bread and broke it in front of them, that they realized that their companion on the road was indeed Jesus himself. See, they've been very perplexed, very disturbed. They just didn't understand what had happened. But now, that changed their very thoughts. They realized that their companion was Jesus. What a privilege it must have been to hear Jesus explain the word to them. Perplexed hearts, discouraged hearts, because Jesus on the walk opened their very eyes. But I have to ask this. Have we closed our deaf ears to Jesus? Have we? You know, Jesus talks to us in many ways, but have we really listened? I wonder. Oh Lord, we pray, help us to work both for you and for you alone. I wonder, have we closed our door to Jesus? Jesus speaks to us, as I said a moment ago. Are we deaf? Yes. Sometimes I think we are. But do we close the door to him when he asks us to do something? Maybe Jesus wants to go for us to go and visit someone. Maybe he wants us to go and do a particular task. Do we open that door? Or do we think, no, that's not what Jesus is really saying? Have we been deaf to the truth? Lord, help us to do better next time. So we have perplexed hearts. We have discouraged hearts. It was Jesus who opened the tomb. It was Jesus who opened their eyes. And then there were joyful hearts. Jesus opens their very hearts. But you know, privilege always brings responsibility. If you and I are talking about, oh, it's great, we serve a risen Lord, our Savior is alive. But do we accept the privilege that goes with it? They were told, the disciples, that they were to bear witness of all that Jesus had said and done. And you know, a witness is someone who will do all that Jesus has said, all that Jesus asked for. A witness is someone who sincerely tells what they have seen and heard. Yet, they were a group of common people, just ordinary people like you and me. And we were told, just as they were told, go and share, go and be a witness to what has happened and to who God really is. But how? How could they be expected to do this? Well, God had already promised to send them power. And as we know, that promise was honored by the coming of the Holy Spirit. And we see, don't we, that 3,000 people accepted the witness that was shared with them, the truth that was shared with them, and they came to faith and were baptized. So we see the power of the Spirit working in those disciples who were the witnesses to all that had happened. So, do we accept this privilege? Do we accept this responsibility? Are we truly filled filled with the Spirit. I wonder, are we backward in coming forward? Are we silent to what God says to us? So not only were the people perplexed and discouraged, they finally became joyful because their eyes were open and many of them had a real and a remarkable relationship with the one risen living Lord. So what happened then? Oh, it can't happen today. Of course it can happen today. The promise is still there. The Holy Spirit is still there. I wonder. I said, are we truly filled with the Spirit? But here's another challenge for us. Is the fruit of the Spirit seen in us? Is it? I don't mean one thing. Because if you look at Scripture, the fruit of the Spirit is the whole fruit. It's not you possess this fruit or that fruit. That all of those fruits should be seen in us. Oh, Bruce. They've not always been seen in me. I failed, our Lord. You know, it's quite easy to say we know the Spirit. Quite easy to say we go and witness. It's quite easy to say we've got friends who don't know Jesus. We've got family who do not know Jesus. And we try to live a good example to them. Not good enough, my friends. Not good enough. Do we really challenge them with the faith? Or are we shy of sharing the truth? Is the fruit of the Spirit seen in us? And do we accept the promise that we don't go out on our own, but we go it in the power and fire of the Spirit? Yes, celebrate Easter. Enjoy your Easter eggs. I love chocolate, I must admit. But there's so much more to the Easter message. Yes, he is alive. That we must realize, that our God is a living God, a true God, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And the promise that we have from God and the help that we get from God is tremendous. But do we use it as we should? Do we show the humility that Jesus showed in his life? You know, one of the worst ways we can witness to the Lord is to say things like, I know the Lord, I live a good life. Jesus would never have been like that. What we say, or what we should say, is we know the Lord. We love him because of what he does in our lives. It's not us. What are we doing singing? It's all about Jesus. Friends, we will fail each other at times, but we must not fail Jesus. Jesus knows our weaknesses. I've got many. I don't know about you, but, you know, we need to be sincere. We need to know where we're at. We need to know the mistakes we make, and we should share them with the Lord, because our God is a forgiving God. He's a loving God, and he is a powerful God. And I tell you this, it's only in his strength that we can accept the privilege and the responsibility that the Easter message brings to us. Go and tell my disciples. That's what Jesus said to them. And what Jesus says to us is, go and be my witnesses in this world. And to him alone be the glory. Amen.
Most of all, I found my wife. Should have been here for her. But I let things get away. And now I've got to try and retrieve that. With his help, I'm sure it can happen. But I've got to start putting my wife first. And I know Jesus will always get me through it. I know I had a bad time with my brother, man. But it's no excuse. Shouldn't be where I am. I'm just being tripped out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all praying for you, every one of us are.
Most of all, though, I've been my own wife. She shouldn't be the one that's being there.
That's very humble of you to say that.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah. Thank you.
That's it. He forgives you, so rejoice in that. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That will see you through.
Thank you, Julie.
So, one of our favourites for Easter, See What a Morning, gloriously bright. And I just love the bit that always gets me in the scriptures is in the Gospel of John, where Jesus says Mary's name. And it doesn't matter if it's in the song or the scriptures, it always makes me cry. See Mary weeping, where is he laid? As in sorrow she turns from the empty tomb, hears a voice speaking, calling her name. It's the Master, the Lord, raised to life again. Imagine how she must have felt. Wonderful. So see what a morning.
With the power of
We're going to finish with "Thine be the glory, risen, conquering sun, endless is the victory, thou, o'er death, hast won." And that's what we celebrate today. Amen.
Bruce has kindly reminded us that next week is the third Sunday, and that's the one when we bring donations for the food bank. So just a reminder there. Let us join together.
Come on then, Henry's. Get your paws out.
He's tied. You're
all right, Henry. There you go, come on. Dear Lord, we have talked about being witnesses, being issues. Lord, will you help us that we might do all that you require of us? May we be your faithful servants. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us say the grace.
Praise our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the Holy Spirit, be with us all, ever fall.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Find these glory.
Thank you all.
We'll save it for Easter.